All right, good morning, everybody. We are beginning this morning, excuse my voice, a new Klal Vav. Klal Vav, the Chabad Chaim introduces it by saying that we're going to speak over here about the prohibition, something new we haven't talked about yet, which is the prohibition of listening to Lashon Hara. Prohibition of listening to Lashon Hara, not just saying Lashon Hara is an Isser, but listening to Lashon Hara, being Mekambel Lashon Hara. And therefore, since it is an Isser, and it seems to be a passive Isser to a certain extent, how do you handle that? So how do you handle a situation when you are standing somewhere and someone starts to say Lashon Hara? In other words, why is that your fault, so to speak? How do you handle that situation? So that's the halachas that the Chafetz Chaim is going to speak about. So brand new halachas. Klal Vav Sif Aleph. Excuse me. Also the Kabbalah Lashon Hara Min HaTorah. It is Asr Min HaTorah. It is prohibited from the Torah to accept Lashon Hara. Beinju Me'advarim. We'll see what that means in a minute. To accept. Beinju Advarim. Shabbat Shalom. Me'advarim. Shabbat Shalom. Me'chavero. Whether we're speaking about a person that he did something in a negative fashion, whether it be an aveira between him and Hashem or him and his friend, the Hainu. What does this mean? Shalom namin blibeinu shasipur hu emes. No, we shouldn't believe it's true. Now you're going to say, come on, how's that possible? Let me tell you something. If someone said to you something about, something about, you know, your best friend. In other words, they just told you, by the way, you know, your best friend, the guy you just saw yesterday, his best friend, everything's fine, blah, blah, blah. He says, by the way, your best friend's in prison. He just murdered someone last night. You know, he's in prison. He's like, what are you talking about? We were just learning, besmetish, 2 minutes ago. No, he murdered someone last night. He went out of his mind. And that's crazy. Certain things you just don't believe. It's crazy, right? Now, Lashon Hara, though, we're apt to believe, you know. So there is room for that concept of hearing something and not believing it. There is room for that. It's difficult. But yeah, that's what you have to believe. You have to say, listen, I don't know it for sure. Until I know for sure, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Someone's saying something denigrated with something else. So he's not allowed to say it. So I'm not going to believe it. That's it. I don't believe it. Because I day say Yevuza Beinenu Mishenem our love. Right, because if I believe it, if I say Lashon Hara and no one believes it, he'll be less what? He'll be less denigrated, less embarrassed. The guy who's saying it is a he's the silly one, right? In other words, guy saying Lashon Hara, no one believes him. Don't worry, being embarrassed. No one believes him, but if everyone believes him, right? So then you're going to be embarrassed when he says it. So your side, being the listener, you have to try to not believe it. Because if you don't believe it, then the one who's being told about won't be mevuza. Now, if you agree with him, then of course that's a double iser. So we're saying not only are you not allowed to agree, oh yeah, I heard that also, or yeah, that's true about him. Right? Like, remember we said Lashon Hara about saying someone's qualities. He's not such a smart guy. Oh boy, you're telling me. Right? So if you do that, you're not only listening to Lashon Hara, you're telling Lashon Hara. We're saying that even less than that, just not to believe it. That is a prohibition of the Isser of Losisa Shema Shav to accept false rumors. Rav Chachamenu Zal b'Mechilta the Medrash says Shazia Zara l'Makabel Lashon Hara, that the Medrash tells us that pasuk is telling us you're not allowed to listen, you're not allowed to believe Lashon Hara. Wow. Well, the Vach Shalav B'Vasim and Starfun Lazer, and not only that, you have other Isurim that are connected to that, like we said in the Psicha. Baruch Hazal, Shkolim Kabbalah Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlik L'Klavim. Anyone accepts Lashon Hara, he should be thrown to the dogs. Oh, well, where do we get that drasha from? It says in the pasuk, Lotzisa Shem Mashav, and then right next to it, it says Lakelav Tashlichu Nozal. Over there in the pasuk, it's talking about what? It's talking about treifus. Supposed to throw treifus to the dog, but the Gemara is making a drasha. You know, like a nagarit to Josh, like a Josh. that there's a connection over there. It's not coincidental. If you accept Lashon Hara, just throw you to the dog. The Rambam says that to a certain extent, the punishment is worse for the Makabel, because he's the one who finalizes Lashon Hara. Now, sounds unfair. I'm doing the more active, you're being passive. But if you are not going to be Makabel it, then Lashon Hara stops where it is. Not just believing, but even listening to Lashon Hara is an Isser, the passive action of Isser, of listening. Even if you don't mean to believe it. Like, listen, tell me Lashon Hara. I'm not going to believe it, but you can tell it to me. You can't do that. Can't listen. Came in Shematos and Lashmo. Why? In other words, if you're trying to listen, you're putting your ear to listen, that's also. Ah, there's a difference. Number one, he says Shmiah is Osir only if it's not Nogeya to the future. But if it's Nogeya to the future, if it's true, for instance, maybe Mitchilas Asiva she wrote to Laharis B'Sipuro Ech Ploni Einu Ish Mehem Nechai Gavna. Let's say I'm going to say Lashon Hara. But one of these type of situations where you're allowed to say, I'm allowed to tell you that this person is not an honest person, that you shouldn't do business with him. So if it's going to have enough kamina, so now the shaila is, you're allowed to listen. Now the question is whether you're allowed to be makabel or not. You're allowed to listen. I died to mitchila, lachniso beiskol l'shtati fimo, and you wanted to do business with this guy or be a partner with this guy, lasu shidduch imo kol ki agavna, mutu l'chatchil l'shmoya. Now, in such a situation, you're allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. You're not supposed to believe it. What do I mean? You want to do business with this guy, and you want to find out, is he an honest guy? So you ask around. So someone tells you he's not an honest guy. Now, you don't have to believe it. No, Taka, I don't believe he's an honest guy. But for my purposes, since this trustworthy person told me that, I have to be choshish for it. And therefore, I have to decide whether I want to do business or not. So in that case, it's mutter l'shmoa, but not to be makabel. Okay? Very tricky, obviously. I'm not listening because I want to hear it negative. I want to save myself. I won't lose money. I won't get into a fight. One more point here. Number two, I have no negias. He wants to listen because he wants to afterwards investigate if it's true, to prove him wrong. For instance, someone's saying rumors about my friend. I'm saying, what are you saying about my friend? I heard you were saying rumors about my friend. I will show you it's not true. So then you're allowed to listen so you can prove to him that it's not true. Right? Or in a situation where you can listen because you want to go give him mussar, and you're going to go help out your friend that he should do tshuva. But to be mekabel, even in these situations, is prohibited. End of Sivbeit Yishkach. Hopefully my voice will be back in action tomorrow morning. Okay, have a great day.